You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning once again, and it is too damn cold to go outside.
Right.
So it's recommended that everybody stay in today and not go to work.
Just roll over and go back to sleep. That's right. It's fine.
It's an edict by the mayor of Madison. No, she never said that. No. But
Not as far as we know.
I mean, what the hell, right? I mean, you know, it was 11 below at my home.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's way below zero all across.
It's just
Madison.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Did Brittany warn us about this?
Yes.
Maybe I was just dreaming or something.
No, all right. She told us. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It can always get colder, John.
Yeah, well, it could. But not by much. Wow.
Yeah, it's officially 9 below out at the airport. So.
Yeah. Well, the airport's all right. It's wrong. Constantly, you know. I mean, the most accurate temperature is my temperature
gauge. Your house?
At my house. Okay. Yes, 11 below.
And it's going to stay cold all day long. Would we like to know the high temperature for today?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's get out the lottery ball machine.
Let's dream a little bit.
Okay.
Warmer temperatures are on our way.
Let's see what the first number is. Oh, it's... No, it's a minus.
What?
Second is 8. It's minus 8. No. It's going to be 8 above.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had it screwed up.
Well, that's not much of a difference.
8 degrees. That's it. We're going to stay in the single digits all day long.
Man.
The good news is it's going to gradually warm up here in the next few days.
Yeah. Well, to 40 or something, right?
Yeah. By the weekend.
How do the animals survive in this weather?
They hunker down. They hibernate.
I don't know where they find a warm spot, or a place where their body can warm up.
I don't know. That would be a good question to ask Lisa Bernard a little bit later on from the Dane County Humane Society.
Oh, yeah. Where's that? Oh, okay.
We'll be talking to her. And, we're going to find out about the Wisconsin Saltwise program with Allison Madison. In the 7 o'clock.
Well, that's fantastic. I can't wait for that.
I mean, you know you're a big salter.
Well, no, I'm angry about the salting situation. Ever since I read an article about how the salt problem is really the people who throw salt around their buildings and they're trying to avoid lawsuits at these big apartment complexes.
Mm.
So they're just really laying down the salt, which is a huge problem in this city. So there has to be somebody out there ringing that alarm bell saying, hey, let's lighten up on the salt. You don't need that much.
Like Pam Yonke said, you could use cheese brine.
Yeah. Now, if they could just sell bottles or cartons of cheese brine. Hey, that's it. That might be the way to go. That's a John and Gordy six-pack right there.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just bitterly cold. You open the door and just, oh, boy. You just want to forget about it. Go back to bed.
I know. Every time I start my car now in these very cold days, it starts up in neutral and park together again. And it says, no, you got to start your car in park. No, I am.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's going into neutral and park at the same time, so I have to restart it, turn it off and restart it, and it works. But, wow, this is ridiculous.
It is nuts.
So,
and, Yeah.
When my parents, they recently got their very first electric car.
Oh.
And when I was home this past weekend, they took it out for the first time when I was there, and they had it preheating for a while before they went out. So like some cars have electric start where you can warm it up beforehand. Yeah. Apparently you can just like turn the heater on and warm up the whole car for an electric car for beforehand. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I know. See, you get all those benefits if you buy a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can afford these new vehicles.
that's a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the haves and have-nots again. What kind of electric car do they have?
I think it's a Chevy Bolt. I could be wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a nice car to have. I'm backing up the Rivian because they're the underdog in all of this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what you're promoting.
That's the one I want to see take off. The Rivian, yeah. Those are beautiful cars.
Where is that made?
Or trucks. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Rivian.
I really
Rivian.
Haven't looked it up either. I'm just behind them all the way.
Okay. Sam's on it. So.
All right.
We'll know in a moment.
Well, I've never heard of them before.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're made. California. That's where the headquarters is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is. Okay. Mm. All right.
Hey, today is primary day, you know? Big race, state superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Be following that closely. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting.
All right. Well, if that doesn't, you know, trip or trigger, tonight is Governor Tony Evers is going to talk about the biennial budget.
Oh.
He's got that address tonight.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
That's a big one.
I believe we will have coverage of that in Civic Media. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that conflict a little bit with the primary? Yeah, people are still out there voting, right?
Well,
what the hell is he thinking?
I don't know.
hard
to say. I have no idea, really.
I think it's the teachers union that is backing one of the candidates for superintendent of public schools out in Sauk.
Mm. Is that Jeff Wright?
Yeah, Jeff Wright.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he seems like the most logical choice at this point. You know, it's... Who knows? You know, with the Republicans, look, with the Republicans in charge, you can't do squat. You know? You're just sitting there.
Everything's
waiting.
Ground to a halt.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the National Day calendar. Let's see if that can get things going.
Yeah,
this morning,
let's see if that happens.
Okay.
All right.
Is it or is it not?
You're Mr. Positive this morning.
What?
You're Mr. Positive this morning.
Am I?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, what do you got there? Okay. What do you got?
I'm waiting. Okay.
All right.
Is it or is it not National Battery Day? Is it National Music in the Classrooms Day? National Drink Wine Day? Or National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day? Which day is it not?
Not Crab Flounder Day.
National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day, you mean?
Yep.
Well, it actually is National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day.
That sounds like something you would have had last night. And I thought, he didn't make
it. No.
Okay.
No. Sam, do you take a guess here? Care to take a guess?
You said musical in the classroom day? That what it is? It's not that.
It is not that.
All right.
You win a shiny new dime added to your account.
I'm racking these dimes up.
I know it. Yeah. It's... It is National Battery Day.
Why
do we need a day for batteries?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. The day serves to appreciate the convenience that batteries provide to our everyday lives. Today you'd be hard-pressed to find someone in the U.S. who doesn't benefit from a battery. Even those who live off the grid have battery-operated devices like flashlights, radios, watches. A battery charges chemical energy into electricity by bringing different chemicals together in a specific order. When correctly ordered, the electrons will travel from one substance to another, creating an electrical current. Well, Sam, you know all about this, don't you?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, batteries.
I made like a potato clock when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Potato clock.
A potato clock. Yeah, my kids made one.
Guess who first coined the term battery? Back in 1748. Just take a wild guess.
Some guy named Battery?
No.
Will Battery.
No. Benjamin Franklin first coined the term battery in 1748 to describe an array of charged glass plates. In 1800, Italian scientist Alessandro Volta layered silver, cloth, and paper soaked in salt or acid and zinc into what he called voltaic piles. I don't know what that. It generated a limited electrical current.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they were messing around with batteries back in the 1800s.
How did you come up with batteries?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't
from
make
glass
any sense.
Plates.
Back in the days of transistor radios, do you check your batteries by licking the tip of the 9-volt?
Sure. You just put it on
your
tongue.
Yeah, it shocks you a little bit. Yeah, apparently that's like a looked down upon thing now. Like you shouldn't do that.
Oh.
Why?
Good question. Because it shocks you a little bit, I guess. Well, apparently some people think that's dangerous. I did it as
barely?
A kid all the time. Yeah.
Just, okay, that's dumb. Okay. Let's see. It's also National Drink Wine Day. Hey, have a glass of wine first thing in the morning. Yeah. Let's see. It's observed annually. It would be a shame to celebrate only one day a year. Perhaps this day is just a reminder to drink wine, according to the people that put this together. Mm-hmm. Wine does have its benefits. Moderate drinkers of wine have lower risks of liver disease, type 2 diabetes, certain kinds of cancer, heart attacks, and strokes. Mm. Can also reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and increase the good. So drinking wine includes other benefits as well. When paired with the right meat, it enhances the flavor of spices, fruits, and sauces. A glass of wine. Have some wine today. Okay. Not a whole lot going on in the
Gordy, do you need a Verlo mattress? If you had a Verlo mattress, I think that you would sleep better at night and you wouldn't be so tired in the morning during the show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for suggesting that, Sam. I'll consider that.
You know, he's just getting used to decaf now, you know, trying to get a jolt out of decaf.
It's been so long, though. It's been months. How long does it take to wean yourself off of caffeine?
You go up and down. Sometimes you feel good about it, and sometimes you just lag.
Here's the thing. You know, you can't completely decaffeinate coffee. There's still a little bit of caffeine.
Well, right.
So I find myself now drinking more and more cups just to get any kind of caffeine jolt going. So, you know, that's not good for your stomach.
Defeats the purpose just a little bit.
Doesn't really make any sense at all.
It does.
It's National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had crab stuffed flounder?
No.
Crab and flounder take center stage today. I don't care.
I can barely afford eggs.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Do we have time to crack open the history book?
Let's wait just a minute.
All right.
Oh, okay, let's wait.
Okay, we can hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's cold out there, 9 below 0. Bundle up. We'll be back with more in mere moments.
Can't wait.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
.7 WMDX. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
If you like really cold temperatures, man, oh, man.
Bundle up.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, and it's just too cold to get out of bed. Just stay there.
Well, speaking of that, this portion of
it's
the John
gonna
and Gordy.
It's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm just saying it.
Right. Right. Okay. It's cold out there. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress.
Yes.
You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side. Go online to Verlo.com. Find out about their lifetime comfort guarantee. And ask them if that presidential sale is still going on, the President's Day sale.
Yeah.
Maybe a few last-minute bargains there at Verlo Mattress. Verlo.com.
Yep.
Okay. Over to you, John.
Just
Peterson.
An amazing over to me. I don't have the birthdays today. I don't have any of that information.
Well, Sam, over to you.
Sam's got that.
Yeah.
Well,
what happened on this
or,
date?
Or,
it's time to
history.
Dial up the history.
Do it.
There we go.
Do it. Click, 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 click.
It's a little slow with all of the cold today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got.
I don't know.
Well, you have the same
I'm
sheet.
Asking
that, you have the same sheet that I do, Gordy.
Yeah, but you have all the information
today
about it.
Today, in 1897,
yes,
a Statue of Liberty was patented, which is just like a weird concept to me. Apparently, you can patent designs. Statues by its designer, Auguste Bartholdi. I think I'm saying that right.
Okay.
Yeah. What year do you know what year the Statue of Liberty was built? I don't off the top of my head.
No. I just know they shipped it over. They shipped it over from France.
I guess you should be able to patent a design that you made of a, you know, three-dimensional.
Well, I mean,
product.
Who else is going to make a giant statue out of copper like that? Like, do you really need to patent it?
I would think so, yes. You never
okay.
know.
Okay.
There'll be people parodying a damn thing, you know? They might even put one out on Lake Mendota, you know?
Well, this is kind of weird. It was built in 1876, so they patented it after they built it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess,
Quite a lot, quite like 20 years later, they patented it.
Huh.
It's weird.
Well, maybe that's why.
It was an afterthought.
It probably was. Yeah.
What else do we got? We got today in 1930, Pluto was discovered. It's always going to be a sore spot for me that Pluto isn't a planet anymore.
Yeah, just a meteor, right?
A dwarf planet.
Dwarf planet.
Yeah, I was in kindergarten.
Right?
I had been
okay.
taught that Pluto was a planet, and then at the end of the school year, they were like, yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
It's a big chunk of ice.
Mm. I always wondered, watching, you know, speaking of Pluto, the dog, you know, from Disney,
yes, yes,
they had
yes.
Pluto and then they had Goofy. Goofy walked around in pants and a shirt and he talked.
He talked. But Pluto.
But Pluto
was
just a dog.
It's just like a second class citizen or something.
Just barked.
We're deep thinking way back then.
So anybody bring that up at the meeting? I mean, seems a little strange.
Yeah. Yeah, they made the dummy the talking dog.
Yes. I don't
know. Pluto was always really smart.
Yes.
So,
wow. Anything else on the history books?
Sure we do. Sure, today in 1968, the very first 911 call was placed.
Mm-hmm.
Started down in Alabama, of all places. There were other places that had like short emergency numbers, but they were the first to use 911. And it took a long time to standardize 911 as like the emergency number across the United States. Like 20 years later, in 1987, only half of the country had 911 service, but by like the early 2000s, just about everyone had access to a phone with 911 service.
It's tough to roll something like that out.
Apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. I don't know what took them so long.
People couldn't get the idea.
So John out there in Madison says the Statue of Liberty, 1886.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
There's several different dates throwing out.
Well, I'm sure it takes a while to build something like I've never seen it. Have you guys been out to New York?
Oh,
to
yeah.
see
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been
there
cool.
two or three times. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can take the elevator.
Yeah.
You used to be able to, well, you still
take the
can
steps.
Take the steps,
yeah.
But they now have an elevator. And you used to be able to go up all the way to the torch and actually go out into the outside
Haven't
on the torch.
Haven't been able to do that for a long time,
no,
though.
No, they closed that down.
You know, it's funny. I really didn't know too many details about, you know, the structure itself until I saw the X-Men movie. Do you remember the X-Men movie where they had
it,
the battle on the Statue of Liberty?
I remember a little bit of the movie, yeah.
So that kind of, you know, I didn't know about the interior of the Statue of Liberty.
I think the most that I've seen of it in a movie is from Ghostbusters 2, where they walk it through the streets of New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a lot of birthdays on here today. You mentioned... God, I can't pronounce this name either. Alessandro Volta, I think. The guy who
invented
voltaic piles.
Yeah.
Which is the very, that's why today is battery day. It's his birthday, 1745.
Yeah.
It's Yoko Ono's birthday. John.
Let's play some Yoko Ono.
Yeah,
great idea.
Everybody will turn off their radios.
Yeah. No one appreciated her wonderful voice way back when.
I still think that they don't.
A lot of screaming, too.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
What the hell?
Such a beautiful sound. It's John Hughes' birthday, yeah. John Travolta's birthday, Vanna White, and Molly Ringwald all share a birthday today.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Quite a lineup.
Yeah. John Volta. John Travolta, still out there doing his thing.
Is he?
Boy,
I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah,
I don't know where he is.
Lately.
Oh, really?
What's he doing?
Well, he's had some movies, some special appearances, guestings in movies as well.
Vanna White's still on Wheel of Fortune.
Is she really?
Ryan Seacrest took over for Pat Sajak.
Wouldn't it have been great if Vanna had moved into the hosting position?
Well, she hosted the couple of weeks that Pat Sajak was sick.
Wow.
It was tough. She was out of her element. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've been doing the same thing on the show for 40-plus years.
Mm-hmm. She used to have to turn those letters, you know. It was
really?
A physical job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they switched to digital and.
You just tap them.
And now it's just a giant TV screen. She still touches the, but there's no real need to. It's been downsized.
Wow. Yeah. Would have watched that. Okay. She's building up her shoulders, you know, turning those numbers, and they didn't like the look.
Thanks for explaining that to us. Okay, Midwest Farm Report's right around the corner, and we'll be back with more of John and Gordy.
Idiocracy.
Yes, we've got Idiocracy and the Dane County Humane Society coming up.
Yep.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It's cold out there, 9 below zero. The high today, just 8 above. David J. Frank brings us this portion of the John and Gordy Show, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business with lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They can do it all, residential or commercial. David J. Frank, largest landscape contractor around Wisconsin, branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. And as the largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin, they have the talent, the experience, the passion, and the wherewithal to perform virtually any landscaping project, big or small. Again, go to davidjfrank.com. John Peterson,
all right.
Over to you.
Well, that's fantastic. Let's get to a few stories here in Idiocracy this morning.
Yes.
One is New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request to extradite a doctor who was charged with prescribing abortion pills online to a Louisiana resident last month. Okay. Louisiana is going after those doctors in other states sending drugs into their state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying that's against the law.
Yeah, extraditing these doctors into their state and prosecuting them to the full extent of the law. My gosh, let's do that. Here, I got to cut 109. Let's listen. Let's listen to the story.
Okay.
Officials in Louisiana are seeking to prosecute a New York doctor after she sent abortion pills to a Louisiana resident. New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request to extradite the doctor after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed the extradition warrant. Hochul stated that she will never, under any circumstances, turn the physician over to Louisiana. Dr. Margaret Carpenter was charged with allegedly prescribing and shipping abortion medication to a pregnant teenager in West Baton Rouge Parish last month. The mother was also indicted on a felony charge for purchasing the abortion pills, but she has not been identified to protect the privacy of her teenage daughter. The case is the first known criminal indictment of a doctor being charged with sending abortion pills across state lines after Roe v. Wade was overturned. To note, New York has a shield law in place, which prohibits state and local law enforcement from cooperating with extraditions or arrests of persons charged with health care provisions that are lawful in New York. And that could be what helps with
That's
this case.
That's the basis. New York saw this happening in the future and passed this law. It protects reproductive health care providers from out-of-state investigations, prosecutions, civil liability, and extradition. And that's what Governor Hochul is relying on.
But it's still sending such a chilling message to doctors who are trying to give women access to what is, at times, life-saving health care, which is a horrific situation for the state of women in America in terms of their health care. Ali Vitale, give us some context of this. You were reporting on this for way too early. And why some of these laws were in place.
A lot of lawmakers, including Pat Ryan, who is the lawmaker that represents the area where this doctor practices. Of course, you've got Kathy Hochul now engaged in this legal battle. But it's really important because this is an example, one of the earliest, of red states trying to build upon the Dobbs decision that, of course, curtailed the right of women to access abortion care. So I think it's really important that we point out the FDA approved mifepristone, which is the abortion pill medication. We've seen that come under legal challenges, too, in recent years. But then there's also the fact that during the pandemic, the FDA said you can prescribe and send the abortion pill through the mail. That was a time where telehealth was being expanded, a patchwork again of rules where in some states you can get this medication, in other states you can't. That is, of course, the crux of this. Are we a country that is willing to potentially criminalize and go after providers and criminalize or go after patients? It's sort of been the next frontier in this reproductive health care battle.
I mean, New York has, you know, this great shield law. Not all states have that law. So if you're a doctor in another state and you don't have a law or a governor who is going to protect you, you're just not going to provide this reproductive health care. And so that will have a chilling effect if more states like Louisiana does this.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
It
I mean,
is.
Just it's hard to wrap your head around something like that. You got to have a shield law. You know, Wisconsin probably doesn't have something like that because we have Republicans in charge for the last 15 years or so. You know, and these red states want to push their agenda and force other states to go along with what they're doing. And I think, you know, just the fact that you're going after the teenage daughter and then you're charging the mother with a felony, that should tell you immediately that there's something really wrong about the whole concept of doing something like this, making these drugs unavailable.
And Robert from McFarland texted us saying, but they'll say the name of the doctor not to protect their privacy as well.
Yeah, that's right.
They wouldn't say the name of the
daughter.
The patient
or the mother.
Right. But yeah, they'll say the name of the doctor.
So what are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to charge? They're charging the mother with a felony.
Right.
So how does that work?
What
are we doing with the American families in this country?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they're going to test that law and see how that all unfolds.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to imagine they can do anything because these states have these rights. I mean, they say they have these rights now anyway. So can they force another state to give up individuals because another state says it's illegal and they have to send them there and extradite these individuals into their states? Ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
What a mess. And again, this is something that the Supreme Court has set in motion all by themselves. They've done this with everything,
right?
they are just so destructive. But anyway, they have created this this patchwork, which this is something that affects everybody in this country. Therefore, it's a national law, and Roe v. Wade was that national law that kept everything sane for so long. And now you throw it back to the states, it becomes a patchwork. You could, you know, cross a state line and suddenly have different rules and regulations you're unaware of. You haven't really looked into all of that stuff and suddenly find yourself a victim of the laws in a particular state because another state is more lenient, more liberal.
It's crazy time.
Yeah,
it you is can, crazy time. You can call us. You can contact us, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or download the Civic Media app. It's free to get, and you can text us right from the app or call us from the app.
All right. Okay. I want to get cut 114. Ready?
Okay.
This is one of those web wisdoms. I always like to get somebody who explains a certain situation. I don't know who these people are, where they're getting their information from, but it could be just all BS.
What?
No, I don't think it is, though. I've done a little research on each one of these web wisdoms that I present here just to make sure they're somewhat accurate, and they are. In fact, they're all accurate.
Okay.
Anyway, this is somebody who took a very close look at the House plan for financing the government. The cuts, the spending, all the things that they have in this plan that they have.
Now, yes.
They put an outline together. It's not specific, too specific, but they do have an outline, and this is an explanation of that outline.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, House Republicans just decided what their budget proposal bill is going to be, and I just finished reading the details. Oh my God, this is some really disgusting stuff. Basically, what this budget does, and I'm not exaggerating, is it robs from the poor to give to the rich, like more than I have ever seen before. So what Republicans are trying to do is to get to $4.5 trillion in new tax cuts that will overwhelmingly go to not just the rich, but the mega rich, like absolutely the richest people in the country and also the biggest corporations. For average Americans, people making under $400,000 a year, it will amount to about $1 a day tax cut. For the very richest, well, they're going to save massively. That's why they're so excited. That's why they elected these people. And these tax cuts for rich people, this is the only thing Republicans care about. And just like last time, these tax cuts come at the expense of programs you and I rely on. So how do they want to pay for them this time? Republicans are going for about $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion in cuts. Exactly where are these cuts going to come from? I'm going to tell you. So the biggest one first, they have instructed the Energy and Commerce Committee to find $880 billion in cuts. Guess what that committee is in charge of? Medicaid. They are planning on making that many cuts to Medicaid. They're not going to call them cuts. They're going to call them work requirements and per capita limits. But the effect will be millions of Americans forced off of Medicaid. This might be a good time to point out that half of the children in the United States get their health insurance from Medicaid. Half of the children, 2 out of every 5 births in the country, is funded by Medicaid. So kids are the group that benefit the most from Medicaid, followed closely by the elderly, and then veterans. But it gets worse. Next, they're telling the Agriculture Committee to cut $230 billion from their budget. Republicans on that committee have said that their top priority is to cut SNAP funding. That's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program that helps to feed 40 million of the most impoverished Americans. I'm sorry, families and children. But there's more. They've asked the Education Committee to cut $330 billion. And this committee has floated hiking student aid payments and getting rid of grants. And in fact, if you have student loan debt, I am sorry to tell you that under this plan, your payments will go up about $200 a month. But there's more. The budget also ends the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act.
Okay. Right there.
Yeah. Goes on.
She said, no, it does go on. We're going to play more. But she does say that the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, will be disappearing. Now, I hope she's just talking about the bonus that they put on during COVID, but I'm not sure whether it's all the credits or just that extra credit that was added on. Regardless, that extra credit that went on there saved everybody about $100 to $400 a month. If they take that off, your monthly premium is going to go up by $200 to $300 a month.
Oh, man.
On top of what you're already paying. So this is not a good thing. And certainly, I would take inflation before this kind of increase goes in effect. Let's play the rest.
Raise premiums for more than 20 million people and leave 4 million people uninsured. Oh, and Republicans also want to overturn all of the green tax credit provisions because, you know, they don't like creating all of those jobs in Republican districts while also cleaning the air and water, I guess. But lest you think Republicans were stingy with everyone in this budget, they weren't. They allocated $200 billion to their anti-immigrant agenda. Homeland Security will get $90 billion for deportations. And of course, the Department of Justice will get $110 billion for detention and criminalization. So that's it. That's the plan. Absolutely stick it to poor people and working Americans in order to give the richest people and giant corporations more tax cuts when they already pay barely any taxes at all.
There you go. Nice summary, huh? All right. Well, let's go to Mark real quick here. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you were speaking earlier about the whole extraditing thing that they're trying to punch.
Right.
I wonder if the Supreme Court might be tempted to do an Article 4 twist on it, where when somebody's charged with a felony in one state, flees to another state, that they have to get extradited to the state they're charged in. And what are they going to say? Well, based on the fact that she sent something through the U.S. mail, she actually kind of had a physical presence in that particular state. So she fled that state and fled to New York. So that with this current Supreme Court, I wonder if they might try to twist things, and maybe I'm being hyperbolic, try to twist things to say, well, the state has to, the federal government will come and say the state has to extradite because of, it's I hear echoes of the Fugitive Slave Act in my head.
Yeah.
For some of this stuff. It's just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm way off base, but.
So you're saying that doctor was in Louisiana, but moved to New York?
No, she was in New York, but barely the fact that she used the U.S. mail to
there's a presence
in Louisiana.
Right.
Because she used U.S. mail to do that, using the federal government to do the government program to do that, she actually was kind of in Louisiana, even though she wasn't physically present.
Mm.
She was there in whatever.
In spirit.
Good point.
All right, Mark, thank you.
We will be back with more. We'll have the Dane County Humane Society, Lisa Bernard, coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Don't you like Queen, John?
No.
Yeah. No, you don't?
No. I like maybe three or four cuts from Queen.
Same here, yeah.
But the song, this song?
Yeah, not a big fan.
All those voices in the background?
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those cartoons way back in the 50s and 60s where the bugs would get together and start dancing and singing.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, in the old days, it was black and white cartoons. I don't know if they were actually black and white, but I had a black and white TV. and all the cartoons were about animals and bugs.
That's true.
And the bugs would sing, and that's what Queen reminds me of, the bugs singing in the background.
And that bugs you, therefore.
I may be the only one who has made that comparison.
Possibly so. But thank you for bringing it up. Okay. It is 6:52. Time to get to the Dane County Humane Society, and Lisa Bernard joins us this morning. Good morning, Lisa. Good to have
you with morning.
Us. Yes.
I found that animals sing. Dogs are notorious for singing along to something, anything, a song that they might like. Right? I mean, I've had two dogs that used to sing two songs. My first dog,
really,
Mickey, a Border Collie, sang to the Banana Boat song. Loved that song. Every time he came on, man, he would howl and sing, and he would be right on beat. And then my second dog used to sing to the TV theme of Batman.
Oh,
remember the old Batman series? Mm. Yeah, I used to sing to that.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
It is. It is. Another Border Collie. But anyway, we haven't found our current dog's favorite song.
No. Okay.
But anyway, we've got a couple dogs here, and we've got a cat to talk about.
Yeah. So let's start with the cat.
All right.
And then we'll get to the dogs. Okay. Lisa, tell us about this cat that's up for adoption.
So his name is Ron. He is an orange tabby, and he's a senior. He actually came to us from a different Wisconsin shelter because he has some medical needs and they couldn't meet them. So we said, hey, send him to us. We will take care of him. So he was being taken care of our vets to get him prepped medically to find his new home. He does have hyperthyroidism, for which he's on medication, and he's got like a little heart beat, mm-hmm. like a rhythm that could be associated with that as well. Mm-hmm. But he's super sweet. He loves head pets, and he's just looking for a family to spoil him with lots of pets while he's soaking up the sun in front of the window, you know?
Yeah.
He's just a sweet guy. He's also part of our Lonely Hearts Club because he is looking for a very special home because of his medical needs. Mm-hmm. So his adoption fee is just
$10. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that helps. That definitely mm-hmm. helps. I always wonder about that, you know, pets with health problems and who eventually takes them into their home. Do you find a certain individual that does that kind of stuff?
There are certain individuals who they strictly want a senior pet. Mm-hmm. There are some who they don't mind if an animal has certain medical needs. Some pets actually, for some of their medical needs, require them to live with other animals that have that same medical issue. Mm. So if you were to put them in a home with other animals. But we love that they're... Yeah. It's such a variety of adopters who would open their homes to animals who have different needs. You know, that's a wonderful thing.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Lisa, now let's get to these two dogs. Apparently they were found together. And so.
Yes, they were running around loose together in Cottage Grove earlier this month. It's Alvin and Norma. So Norma's a hound mix who's mostly brown, while Alvin is a pit bull mix who's mostly black with some white on him. And when they were found by this person, she brought them home and she had another dog. And Alvin just kept playbowing like, hey, let's play, little pup. So he's very playful. They're both interested in other dogs wanting to interact with them. But we do suggest that if they do go to a home and meet other animals, it should be done slowly. You always want to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
But both of them are very playful and energetic. Norma loves squeaky toys and she runs around the yard with them. And it's really funny too, because she likes to play fetch, but she's only about 50-50 with actually bringing that ball back.
well, you never know, yeah.
So you prefer, I don't know, prefer might be a little bit strong, but you maybe like to see both of these dogs stay together if possible, or they can go separately?
We have a canine behavior team that's very in tune with our dogs, so they've been monitoring and watching them, and right now they're not even staying together in the same kennel, and they're doing fine without each other, so it's showing that they don't really depend on each other.
Okay.
If one was very dependent on the other, then we would highly recommend that they go together, but they're not showing that.
All right.
She's in a quieter area of the shelter, mm-hmm. so you do have to ask about her in the adoption center.
Okay. And if anybody out there would be interested in adopting, what's the best way to contact the Dane County Humane Society?
So if you see an animal that you feel you need to meet them, stop by the adoption center when we're open on Tuesdays. We're open from 2 to 7, and get on what we call a wait list. Mm-hmm. Kind of like getting a number at a deli, and you'll get in line to meet that animal. They'll tell you everything we know about them, and hopefully it's the right fit for your lifestyle, and you'll feel that, hey, I want to add them to my family.
All right.
Very good, Lisa. Thank you for joining us, and you can always contact the Dane County Humane Society for more information. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a couple of minutes.
John and Gordy in the morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.